Golf's final major, the Open Championship, underway today at Royal Birkdale in Southport, England. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Defending champion Scotty Scheffler off to a good start on day one. He has birdies on four of his first six holes and is the leader on the course at 4 under par. Thomas Dutray is in the clubhouse with a 367. There's a handful of others also tied at 3 under in the early going. Major League Baseball's first post-All-Star game trade comes courtesy of the Milwaukee Brewers. They sent minor league outfielder Jaden Fielder, the son of Prince Fielder, to the Houston Astros for pitchers Lance McCullers Jr. and left-hander Colton Gordon. Brewers on the hook for $2.5 million of McCullers' remaining salary this season. Brewers get one more day off today before opening a three-game series with the Miami Marlins at AmFam Field on Friday night. The crew will try to put an end to a three-game losing skid. Cubs will start the day 5 games behind the crew in the National League Central. They'll open a weekend series with the Twins at Wrigley on Friday. Bucks grabbed their first summer league win, knocking off Charlotte 110-91 yesterday. Rookie first-round pick Nate Ament led the way with 23 points and 6 rebounds. Ament on how he and fellow rookie Brayden Burries feel about having to lead this team back to a winning record.
I think we see it as another challenge, and luckily we're not doing it alone. You know, we have a great organization behind us, and we have great vets and great players on the team that can help us, you know, get to where we want to get to. But I mean, at the end of the day, like Brayden first said, it's about winning first and foremost, and whatever we can do to do that, we're going to do it. So that's just kind of our mentality going into it.
Prep linebacker Cale Britt receiving 28 offers from Power 4 programs. In the end, he chose Wisconsin, becoming the Badgers' first commit for their 2028 class. Britt's commitment comes on the heels of a 2027 Badger recruiting class that ranked 24th nationally. At the World Cup, defending champion Argentina coming from behind to beat England 2-1 in the final semifinal. They'll face Spain in the final from New Jersey on Sunday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.